Next talk is entitled Spatial Patterns of Forest Floor pH Nitrate and Ammonium Associated with Big Leaf Maple and Western Hemlock in Conifer Forest of Coastal British Columbia, and that will be presented by Khaled Hamdan.
Thank you all for coming. Today I'll be talking about spatial patterns of forest floor pH, nitrate, and ammonium associated with big leaf maple and western hemlock. To start off, as a background, the Pacific Northwest forest, which extend from Alaska all the way to California, is considered as nutrient poor. And usually it is dominated by conifers. And in our coastal British Columbia forest, we usually have Douglas fir, western hemlock, and western red cedar. And among all of the conifers, it's fairly common to find deciduous species, such as maples and alders. Among the different deciduous trees that we have, big leaf maple is one of the most abundant and one of the largest trees as well. Like at maturity, it can reach a height of 30 meters, leaf diameter 30 to 50 centimeters. And in our changing climate, it is predicted that the frequency of this particular tree will even double in the coming few decades. Some studies thought that big leaf maple requires great amount of calcium and magnesium and thought about it as a competitor with conifers for nutrient supplies. However, recent studies showed that big leaf maple is usually associated with sites of higher fertility. This is why the ecological role of big leaf maple is still debatable. And partially this is because little is known about the degree and spatial extent of its impact on surrounding site fertility. The objective of our study was to compare spatial patterns and forest floor properties beneath big leaf maple and a conifer, and in this case it was western hemlock, at different ages, and then also to examine variables that are biologically controlled, such as nitrate and ammonium, with others that are partially geochemically controlled, such as pH. The methodology, we had two different stands, one of them one for a year old, the other about 75 year old, and in each stand we had a big leaf maple paired to a western hemlock. And then we sampled in a domain of 20 meter by 20 meter at a sampling interval of 2 meter. So we collected a forest floor sample with a total of 100 forest floor sample for a plot. Also, like, we mapped the canopy cover and we measured several environmental variables at each point as well. So in this example, we have a big leaf maple plot versus a western hemlock plot that we had. Then the forest floor was analyzed for pH, nitrate, and ammonia. For our data analysis, and because of the limited knowledge about the different processes acting at different scales to determine the pattern of the different properties, so we conducted exploratory spatial data analysis, and different ESDA techniques were used, such as spatial autocorrelation analysis, Greek interpolation, local indicators of spatial association, and variance partitioning. So just here I'm showing some of the results that we have. I'm starting off with the spatial autocorrelation analysis. And the output that we have here is called a corollogram. And usually the shape of the corollogram is very important or can indicate the spatial signal or the spatial structure that is associated with the given property. For instance, in this case where it has a trend from positive to negative coefficient value, it indicates the presence of a spatial gradient. And the line where this line is intersecting with the zero value, it also indicates the autocorrelation range, or the distance over which autocorrelation is occurring. And in this case, it was about 9 to 10 meters for the maple and hemlock. In the case of the nitrate, we can notice that our corollogram is kind of fluctuating around the zero value for both maple and hemlock. And usually this is interpreted as like random signal or like there is no spatial structure associated with it. And in this particular case, we had a patchy distribution. So when it's moving from positive to negative and moving back to positive, it indicates the presence of a patchy distribution, while in the case of ammonium, of hemlock, we had also a random signal as well. So when we run the Greek interpolation analysis, basically we found that, so if I'm looking at the pH of big leaf maple, I have some low values at one corner and some high values right here. So like I have the trend or the gradient that I already noticed in the corollogram analysis, but I also have here some high values that was not detected by the earlier analysis. And this is basically because like the autocorrelation analysis acts globally rather than locally. So like this signal here, which indicates like the distance over which the tree is influencing the properties, is kind of masked by the overall gradient. And also we can notice here, western hemlock, we had a higher pH value or acidic soil associated with it. The patchy distribution that was already detected in the corollogram is also noticed here as well. So because of this, like the local versus the global autocorrelation, we run another analysis, which is like local indicator of spatial association or LISA analysis. And pretty much it's similar to the correlation analysis, but it acts at different zones of the plot. So kind of it acts locally rather than globally. And as we can notice in the maple plot, like the red square is indicate like high value surrounded by high value, while as the blue cross is low value surrounded by a low value. So kind of we have a significant autocorrelation occurring or associated with the central location of the tree in case of maple and hemlock respectively for the pH. Nothing special about the central location of the tree for the nitrate and for the ammonium, also like this, the patchy distribution that was detected earlier as well. And here we have the slide comparing the maple and the hemlock in the two different stands, like the 140-year-old versus the 75-year-old. And we can notice that the spatial signal that was associated with the central trees for both of them, for the maple, the high positive value of pH versus like the pH, the low values of the pH, kind of it's absent. Like there is no central or like a major spatial signal associated with the center of the tree in the 75-year-old stem. And this slide here is showing the results of the variance partitioning analysis. So basically in the variance partitioning analysis, we had two categories of variables. One of them is spatial, and basically it is related to the distance from the central tree, and it is supposed to reflect the importance of the central tree location in terms of the overall variability that we're observing. And the other set of variables was environmental variables, such as like canopy cover, microtopography, and other variables as well. In case of pH, we had about 40% of the variability explained by the spatial variables, while as in the hemlock, we had about 24%. And maybe this can be related to the fact like the hemlock is a conifer that is surrounded by other conifers as well. So kind of its spatial influence on this particular property is masked by the influence of the other conifers, while like the big leaf maple is like a deciduous surrounded by conifers. So like the spatial influence is more like is of more importance. In the case of nitrate and ammonium, we had a high unexplained variability, about 60% on average for the maple and hemlock, and the spatial component contributed only about 14 to 13%, and this is basically can be justified by the fact that in addition to nitrogen input from like the trees to the forest floor, there is the function of the microorganisms that will decompose it and metabolize the nitrogen into ammonium and nitrate. And basically, the microorganism, they function at a very small scale, and maybe the resolution of our sampling was not able to capture their signal at that very fine or micro scale. So some modest conclusions from the work that we've presented. In the case of forest floor pH, we had a spatial autocorrelation of a distance of about 10 meters. This has a direct implications on like sampling design. So kind of like the distance should be taken into consideration upon collecting samples in that particular ecosystem. For nitrate and ammonium, the spatial dependency or autocorrelation was relatively weak, and the unexplained variability is high, again, basically because like those two elements are controlled by microorganisms. And lastly, for a forest floor property, like the differences in the spatial dependency is influenced by the degree of soil development as reflected by the stand age, as we noticed that in the older stand, like the spatial signal was stronger and more structured as compared with the younger stand. Finally, thanks for all of the different institutions that supported the work, and any comments or questions?